السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless this gathering, to make it a witness for us on a day of judgment, not against us. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us and to make us firm on the path that pleases Him. Inshallah, I will begin inshallah from tonight the explanation of Surah Maryam. And there are a few references that I am relying on in this tafsir. One of the main ones is Tafsir Ibn Kathir. And also there are other tafsir which will be on the side to it. Just as an introduction to the surah, Surah is a Surah Makkiyah, and it is 98 verses, and it confirms the correct creed, establishes the correct creed, Aqidat Tawheed, and exalting Allah Azza wa Jal and raising Him from what has been ascribed to Him from having a son and that which does not befit Him. And also confirming the aqidah of resurrection and judgment day. Also speaking about facts regarding Isa alayhi salam. It speaks about Zakariya alayhi salam with Yahya. Also about Ibrahim alayhi salam and other prophets. And the surah ends by refuting and pushing away the accusation that Allah Azza wa Jal has a son or a partner or the likeness of Him. And it concludes with that. And as to the reason why it was called Surah Maryam, it's an area of discussion between the scholars, and it's an area of where there's room to have different views. However, the reason why it's called Surah Maryam is to highlight on the greatness of Maryam alayhi salam, who was one of the greatest women whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and also due to her being the mother of a great man called Isa alayhi salam, and also the wisdoms behind it being called Surah Maryam is also to establish the understanding and to affirm the understanding that we as Muslims have towards Maryam, where she was accused by the Jews of being a fornicator, and she was accused by the Christians of being the one who carried God and had intercourse and so on. That is all that which is not befitting, describing her to be the mother of God. To confirm the correct creed, you'll find that it was called Surah Maryam. And of course, when I say intercourse, it's not from their creed, but they do associate things about Jibreel and so on, which are not befitting Maryam alayhi salam. So we'll begin with the very beginning of the surah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد. These letters that I have recited now, كاف ها يا عين صاد, are letters besides to other letters that have been mentioned at the beginning of surah, which are called al-ahruf al-muqatta. And they have been mentioned at the introduction of surah, and the correct view and the correct understanding is that we should not speak about it, because it's from the knowledge that we do not have about. And there are miracles in it. There are miracles in these letters, and there are great lessons from them too, despite the fact that we cannot derive the meanings of it. But there are lessons that we can take from it, and that is, and this is a correct view that has been shared by scholars, and that is, these letters that are being recited, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad, are the letters of your Arabic language which you speak, and this Quran is in that language, and it comes to challenge you with that which you have pride in. And you find that every time these letters have been mentioned, after it you'll find immediately there's a mentioning of the Quran, the mentioning of the revelation of the Quran. Even in this surah, we're going to see that now. So it has that, you can find that understanding there, where these are the letters which you speak with. So what's the matter with you cannot understand? Where are your minds going from it? So this is one of the things that ulama have highlighted. But we will stick to the view that we cannot speak about meanings or give meanings to it where there's no evidence, and there are no evidences. Some people went on to say that Kaf highlights a word and Ha highlights another word and Ain. However, we cannot speak about that because there's no evidence to say that. Others even went on to give it an equivalent number, and they added up these numbers and they said this is the date of something. This is all nothing but fabrication. And we cannot do that with the Quran.
ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا.
This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord upon his servant Zakaria. And notice here, my dear brothers, how the surah begins with the mentioning of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal upon his servant, who was named Zakaria. This is the mention of the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zakaria. And the surah begins like that to show us how great of a blessing it is to be of those who Allah Azza wa Jal bestows his mercy upon. When Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen someone, when Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with someone, when Allah Azza wa Jal wants to have mercy on someone, then this person has succeeded. And this person is a blessed person. And this person is the one whom everything in the heavens and the earth, from the creatures you'll find, they are in harmony with, apart from the kuffar. Why? Because he's in submission, just like everything else around him, to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The sun is in submission, the moon, the stars, the planets, the earth, and he submits. And he elevates in the status so high that he becomes higher than this creation that I have described now, the sun and the moon. Even the ulama spoke about the righteous beings, they differed about the matter. Can we describe them to be even better than the angels or not? They even went into that discussion. And of course we won't talk about it at the moment, but to show you how much a person elevates and elevates when he becomes of those who deserve the mercy of Allah.
إذ نادى ربه نداءً خفيّا.
When he called his Lord a secret call, he called him in secret. And we can see here the characteristic of this servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, Zakaria. This characteristic of being a servant who calls upon to Allah Azza wa Jal, who asks Allah Azza wa Jal, a secret call. A secret call meaning between him and his Lord. A hidden call between him and Allah Azza wa Jal, which is a call that Allah Azza wa Jal loves, is when you remember him in seclusion. When you remember Allah Azza wa Jal in seclusion, it's a sign of sincerity. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that from the seven will be shaded on the day when there is no shade but his shade is a man who remembered Allah azza wa jal while he was in secret, and his eyes became filled with tears, because it's a sign of sincerity. So Zakariya alayhi salam remembered Allah, and he asked him, he called Allah azza wa jal in his dua, in a secret call.
قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا.
He said, "My Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble, and that my head has become on fire with white hair." وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. You can say the white has spread so much into it that it covered it all. And then he said, "And I have never been unblessed or wretched in my invocation to you, O my Lord." So he was describing to Allah Azza wa Jal his weakness. And wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you can never find a quicker way to Allah Azza wa Jal than to really turn to Him to be the one who is the most powerful, to be the one who has everything, the King of Kings, the Most High, and to remember yourself at that moment with all this greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, to remember yourself as the smallest at that time. The more you humble yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal, the more He will raise you. The more you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, admitting to your weaknesses, admitting to your need for Him, admitting to your faults, the more Allah Azza wa Jal will accept your dua, the more He will be pleased with you, the more He will honor you. So Zakariya alayhi salam, he turned to Allah, describing his weak state. His bones have become very feeble, he's weak. Who is left to him? He's turning to Allah. Who was left, Ya Allah? "I am weak, my bones have become feeble, and the white hair has spread onto my head, just like the fire spreads." وَشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. اشْتَعَل means it caught on. Just like the fire, when it catches, it spreads. He said, "My head has become widespread with white hair. And I have never been unblessed with my dua towards you, Allah." He's here after he's confirmed his weakness in front of his Lord. After he's turned to his Lord in a state of weakness, he turns to him with his favors. And, "Ya Allah, you have never rejected my dua. You've always given me what I want. I've never found myself unblessed when I ask you." And this is admitting to the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we can see this noble man, this great man, alayhi salam, how he had the manners, how he had the ubudiyyah towards Allah Azza wa Jal, admitting to the weakness of himself and admitting to the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, and calling Allah Azza wa Jal by the name of Rabbi, my Lord, Rabbi. And this is from the character, from the etiquettes of the righteous when they called Allah Azza wa Jal. They called Him by the names that are most suitable to the time and place. So here he called Him by Ya Rabb. And there is an athar. An athar is a report which, yani, it doesn't take on the rules of hadith in terms of it has to be authentic, due to it carrying the meanings that are accepted. And that is, Musa alayhi salam, he turned to his Lord one day saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, O my Lord. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied to him by saying, Labbayk, Ya Labbayk. Here I am to respond to your dua. So Musa asked, Ya Allah, is this only for me or is it for everyone? He said, it's for everyone who calls me by the name of Ya Rab. And of course, it doesn't carry the rules of hadith, and it is weak. But the meanings of it are accepted. And that is that we should call Allah Azza wa Jal by the most beautiful names when we are making dua. And this was the time when he turned to his Lord as the one who sustains him. Ya Rab, Rab means the one who sustains. It means the one who protects. It means the one who creates. It means the one who takes the life away. Rabb is the one who takes care of all your affairs. That's what Rabb is. So he turned to his Rabb and Ya Rabb, with this description of you, with this name of yours, with that which you have yani described yourself by, answer my call, Ya Rabb. And notice here, my dear brothers, قَالَ رَبِّي. Straight away, he didn't even say, Ya Rabbi. He said, Rabbi. Which shows you that the urgency that was found in his state. So, what was his problem? Is it that he is old and he wants some energy? Or is it that he wants some wealth? Or what is it? Listen to the complaint that he was complaining about.
وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا.
And verily, I fear my relatives after me. And my wife is barren. She doesn't have children. She's been like that. Not only because she's old, but she has been like that. Ibn Kathir mentions that. That she was someone who did not have children. And this is where the challenge came about. Or not the challenge. This is where the surprise was very great towards Zakariya alayhi salam. He said, And verily, I fear my relatives after me. And my wife is barren. So give me from yourself and inheritor, someone who will inherit me. So, O Allah, bless me with a child. What were the reasons he was asking for the child? To carry on the mission that he was carrying. To become a prophet. To become a caller to Allah Azza wa Jal. To become of those who protect the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And wallahi, my dear brothers, we need to stop here for a few moments and reflect and ponder. This man, his fear and his concern for his religion and his love for da'wah continued even after he was to die. And it was a concern that even after I die, I am fearing this is going to happen. And wallahi, my brothers, it leaves me in a state where I feel ashamed of myself. It makes me ashamed how, subhanAllah, these men carried on the concern of the da'wah even after they will die, while we might fall short even while we're alive. The difference between them and us, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is that they ask for children, to carry on a mission that is noble, that is great. So Allah Azza wa Jal blessed their intentions. and he gave them what they want. While we might not have the right intentions many times when we ask for children, when we ask for wealth. He was asking for a child, why? To inherit him. And we're going to see he wasn't concerned about the inheritance of his wealth or his properties after him. He was concerned about the inheritance of prophethood. And this is something that we need to have, dear brothers. It's beautiful when we hear that a person who is a mujahid, his main concern is that he gives birth to another mujahid. He doesn't fear that he dies. Why? Because I know my son will carry on my legacy next. And I feel that my rewards and my deeds will not stop because I have raised this child to become a mujahid. He's a scholar. He wants his son to carry on the mission of preaching good, forbidding evil, defending the truth, standing in opposition to the oppression, speaking against oppression. And he does not fear the blame of blames after that. Why? Because he knows that I am asking for the best of the best. So where are our intentions, my dear brothers, when we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla? So I'll repeat the verse. We'll reflect on it as I repeat it again.
قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدن يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا.
He said, O my Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble and grey hair has spread on my head, and I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. And verily I fear my relatives after me, and my wife is barren. So give me from yourself an inheritance. We'll stop here for a second before I move on to the next verse, which I have just recited. And see how and what type of a complaint did he have. His complaint wasn't against Allah Azza wa Jal, where Allah did not gift him a child. Ya Rabbi, you never gave me a child. Ya Allah, you deprived me. Ya Allah, you didn't give me, Ya Allah. No, it was the complaint to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it was for something which wasn't for him, but for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So look at that and reflect on it. The shakwa, the complaints are of two types. A complaint to Allah and a complaint against Allah. And many of us might mix the two in our dua. Never ever complain against Allah. Never complain that He has deprived you. And always remember His favors upon you. And complain to Him about your weakness and ask Him to give you, but not despairing from Him because He deprived you. Always have that good thought about Allah Azza wa Jalla. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا. Who shall inherit me and inherit also the posterity of Ya'qub, and make him my Lord, one with whom you are well pleased. He inherits me and inherits the posterity of Ya'qub. Now, the ulama did have a difference of opinion here, what he asked for. Was it the inheritance of his wealth or not? But the most correct view, Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, and that should be an area there's no doubt about, is that he was talking about inheritance in prophethood. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّنَا مَعَاشِرُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا نُوَرَّثُ مَا تَرَكْنَاهُ فَهُوَ صَدَقَةٌ. We the prophets, whatever we leave behind, cannot be inherited. And whatever we leave behind is charity. So that teaches us that whatever the prophets leave behind from wealth, it's not to be inherited. So what is the meaning of inheritance here? It's the prophethood. It's the prophethood. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. And Sulaiman inherited Dawood. What did he inherit from Dawood? The prophethood. Otherwise there would have been no need to say, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He allowed this for everyone else. So why would it be specifically mentioned and special to say that Sulaiman inherited from Dawood when everyone else normally inherits too? What's the benefit of Allah telling us then about this? So definitely, the inheritance of Sulaiman from Dawood and the inheritance of the son of Zakariya, who I'm going to mention his name now, is the inheritance of prophethood. And then he said, وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. And make him, O my Lord, one with whom you are well pleased. So he didn't only ask for a child, but he asked for a righteous child. And this teaches us, brothers, when you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal, ask Him for the best of the best. Don't only ask for a son, if you're deprived from a son, but ask Him for a righteous son, a good son, obedient son, a son who Allah is going to be pleased with. Ask Him for a son who will be a Muslim, a righteous Muslim. When you are asking Allah Azza wa Jal for Jannah, ask for the best of Jannah, the highest of Jannah. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. And make Him, O my Lord, one with whom you are pleased with. And here we stop for a few moments and reflect on his words. Someone whom Allah is pleased with. If Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with this son of Zakariya, then that means this son will be pleased on earth. Meaning that on earth, people will be pleased with him and they would love him. And I'm talking about the believers here, not the kuffar. Because the kuffar would never be pleased with the believers. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And the Jews and the Christians will not be pleased with you until you follow their path. So definitely the pleasure that we are in need of is the pleasure of Allah, which as a result will lead on to the pleasure of the believers. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. When Allah Azza wa Jal loves a servant, He calls out to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, I love so and so, so love him. So Jibreel would love him. And then he will call out to the angels and he would say to the angels, Allah loves so and so, so love him. So they would love him. And then a caller will call out on earth, Allah loves such and such, so and so. So the acceptance of that person, the pleasure of people will be found in their hearts towards him. People will be pleased with him. People would be happy with him. They would love him. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. And make him, O my Lord, one whom you are pleased with. And it has the meaning here of both. Someone who you are pleased with, and so are the believers, they are pleased with. And here I'll stop here for a moment, my dear brothers. You find there's a lot of inspiration from the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. You find there's a lot of inspiration from hearing the words of the prophets and reflecting over their words. You find some great wisdom in it. When Allah Azza wa Jal was saying, when Allah told us what He said, وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا, and make Him, O my Lord, one whom you are pleased with. Notice here, my dear brothers, how He cut the road short. The road short straight away. You be pleased with him, my Rabb. If you're pleased with him, I'm not worried. Cut this with the dua. Look how short and sweet it was. He said that, oh my Lord, give me a son. Who is this son? A son who you will be pleased with and who will inherit my prophethood. So notice how he cut the story, the road short. Accuracy with the words. You find some great wisdoms from the words. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla, he tells us,
Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya.
O Zakariya, immediately the call comes back. The response to the dua comes. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And if my servants ask you about me, verily I am close. He did not even say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them I am close. I repeat the verse, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And if my servants ask you about me, then it would have been suitable, just like elsewhere, well, not suitable, it would have been expected from the general way is that they ask you, say, that's how we would respond. And that's how Allah responded elsewhere. You find here he said, say, I am me. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'a. I respond to the call of the caller whenever he calls me. Immediately. So Allah Azza wa Jal sends the glad tidings to Zakariya. And there were angels who told him this. It wasn't direct speech at that moment. Why? Because there's another verse where Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. Then the angels called him while he was standing praying in his mihrab, the place where there's an added for the person to pray as an imam. They called him immediately. They told him, verily your Lord gives you the glad tidings. So I'll read the verse here. He says, O Zakariya, verily we give you the glad tidings of a son whose name will be Yahya. We have given that name to none before him. SubhanAllah. A pure heart calling with sincere, pure words, and the response was a pure son. Called Yahya. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent the angels to tell him, we give you the glad tidings of the son whose name will be Yahya. In English, they refer to him as John. We have given that name to none before him. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. And here, there are different words that have been said about Samiya. We have made no likeness to him. Some of them said we have not made anyone look like him. He was unique in his name and with his looks. Others said, no, it's the name. And there's room to say both, because we find that no two are absolutely one the same in their looks, except very rarely, where they're twins. So it's not hard to say that. But definitely the name was given for the first time to Yahya alayhi salam. No one had that name before Yahya alayhi salam.
قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا.
He said, my Lord, how can I have a son when my wife is barren and I have reached extreme old age? Now he asked for that son earlier. And waliyya, it's mentioned here, an inheritor, or someone who is a hiya, But elsewhere in the Quran was described that he asked for a son. He asked for a son. Elsewhere it was mentioned in the Quran that he asked for a son. But now when the dua was replied, he was surprised. He said, "Oh my Lord, how can I have a son when I have reached an old age and my wife has become very, very old?" And she does, and the expectancy of her having birth was something far away from his mind before this came to him. She was a barren lady. She doesn't have children. So he replied, "Oh my Lord, how is that going to happen?" Now, is it, notice here, his age, some of the Mufassirin say it was 120 years. He was 120 years old at that time. 120 years old. And his wife, they said, she was around her high 90s. So he was surprised, asking, "Ya Allah, is it with me becoming stronger, where I am able to approach my wife, 120 years old. The ulama described it as a dry stick. That's what itiya means in the language, my brothers. And that's what Ibn Kathir mentions in the language here. I'll mention the word to you, Yani, to see how it's imagined. So itiya has that meaning, that Yani, a dry, something, a dry stick. He was someone dry, meaning he got old. He got old. So he was saying, "Oh my Lord, how could it be when I'm old and my wife is someone who doesn't have kids? وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا." My wife is a barren lady. So which one of us is going to be fixed? So he said, "Oh my Lord, how?" He was amazed.
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا.
He said, "So it will be." The response came, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّ. He said, the response, the angel replied, he said, "It will be. This is what your Lord has said." قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّ. هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. It is easy for me. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. And I have created you before when you have been nothing. You were at a stage, my dear brother, and I was at a stage nothing. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Hasn't a time came to the human when he wasn't something to be mentioned? Nothing. If you were to be described, you're nothing. So Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, or their response was, that this is easy for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you were created while you once after you were nothing. So the question here that I stop with you is, he said, he said, "So it will be, your Lord said, it is easy for me." Is there anything hard for Allah Azza wa Jal? Is there anything hard for Allah? No. Nothing is hard for Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. But the description of easy and hard is according to what we see it. But to Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing is hard for Him. Nothing is hard for Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. And He does not struggle like us and go through the hardships like us. But this is according to the hardship to us. And this is what the ulama have mentioned in the tafasir.
قال رب اجعلني آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا.
Zakaria said, "My Lord, appoint for me a sign, give me a sign." He said, Allah responded to him, he said, "Your sign is that you shall not speak to mankind for 3 nights, though nothing, or though having no bodily defect." Now here we can see that it's allowed to ask for a sign. And he asked for a sign, he not being in doubt. Because no person should be in doubt to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. No one should be in doubt to the abilities of Allah Azza wa Jal. But this is more so that the heart can find more certainty. This is more for the heart to find more certainty. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, he قال ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. He said, oh my Lord, show me how you revive the dead, how you bring back the dead. قال أولم تؤمن. He said, didn't you believe? قال بلى. He said, yes. ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. He said, however, it's only so that my heart can increase in its certainty and belief. So the point is, this is not a wrong question to be asked. It's not in doubt, but to add the certainty. Then he told him, your sign is that you will not speak to people for 3 continuous nights. Sawiyya, the ulama here, it's mentioned that sawiyya means that you have no bodily defect. But elsewhere also you find in the language that it means mutatabi'at, meaning one after the other. In 3 nights you will not be able, for 3 days and nights you cannot speak to anyone while you're not sick. So how's that? The man, in the tafasir was described in the books of explanations, they said he was able to do tasbih, and his voice will be heard doing tasbih in the morning and the evening, and he will read the Torah. However, when it comes to speaking to people, he can't, except through body movements. And another verse explains to us that the only way he was able to communicate, and the only way he can communicate, was through bodily movements. Illa ramza. Ramza meaning through al-ishara, which is movements, giving signs. So subhanAllah, how Allah Azza wa Jal tied his tongue from speaking other than doing tasbih at that time and the reading of the scriptures.
فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا.
Then he came out to his people from al-mihrab, a praying place or a private room. He went out from the praying place or the private room, and he told them, he signaled to them, أوحَى إليهم, he signaled to them by signs to glorify Allah's praises in the morning and in the afternoon. So he gave the signal to his people to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. And they understood the message and they took it from him. So subhanAllah, they were inspired, how they were inspired to understand his intentions there.
Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitab bi-quwwah wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya.
It was said to his son, O Yahya, hold fast the scriptures, the Torah, and we gave him wisdom while yet a child. Notice here how Allah Azza wa Jal described Yahya, or how he commanded Yahya. Ya Yahya, O Yahya, take the scriptures with power, with force, with strength. Hold fast onto the scriptures. And this teaches us, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that it's a requirement in order to be of those who deserve the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to deserve to be of those who are guided, is that you take the Quran wholeheartedly and completely, with strength. Just like Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded it for Yahya to take it with strength, if you want to be of those who follow the footsteps of Yahya and in walks in his shadows, you need to take your book, your religion, with strength. You can't take it lightly. Your religion should be taken seriously. The command of Allah Azza wa Jal needs to be taken seriously. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, and we gave him wisdom while yet a child. We gave him wisdom while yet a child. He was still a child at that time. It's mentioned in Tafsir ibn Kathir from a narration from Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He said that the children would tell Yahya, "Let's go and play. Let's go and play." And he would respond to them by saying, "Ma li hadha khuliqna? We were not created to play." And you're talking about a young child. You're talking about a child who would respond to his friends by saying, "I wasn't created to play." And it shows you how great men have great minds. Great men don't just come about fluke, by chance. Great men come about after having strong determination, having the right thoughts, having the right upbringing. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He gave him wisdom from a young age. And wallahi, I'll tell you one thing, dear brothers, we can derive lessons from the descriptions now that we're going to hear about Yahya. So from that is that he was commanded to take the strength of the book with strength, with power.
وَحَنَانًا مِّن لَّدُنَّا وَزَكَاةً وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا.
And we made him sympathetic to men as a mercy or a grant from us. وَحَنَانًا مِّن لَّدُنَّا. And a mercy from us. That's one of the meanings. حَنَانًا مِّن لَّدُنَّا. And he's a mercy from us unto others. Meaning he was gentle and sympathetic with others, and that's from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon these people. And others said that he was in the care of Allah, in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And both meanings can be accepted. And pure from sins, and he was righteous. Wa zakatan. Zakat meaning that he's pure. Pure from sins. Wa zakatan wa kana taqiyya. And he was righteous. And these are all descriptions that we need to have. Take them one by one, my dear brothers. Having sympathy on your Muslim brothers. Having mercy on your Muslim brothers. Being pure from sin to the best of your ability and purifying your soul consistently. And being someone who is mindful of Allah, having piety, having taqwa.
وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا.
And dutiful towards his parents. That's another description. And dutiful towards his parents. And he was neither arrogant nor disobedient to Allah or to his parents. And that's another description. He was dutiful to his parents. And he wasn't someone who is arrogant or disobedient to Allah or to his parents. It's another description that we can walk away with learning from Yahya alayhi salam.
وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيًّا.
And salam, peace be upon him, the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day will be raised up to life again. The day will be resurrected. And these are the three times when a person desperately needs peace. When you are born, you're born into a world that you are not familiar with. You're born frightened, scared, everything is new to you. وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ بَاكِيَا وَالنَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ يَضْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا. O son of Adam, your mother gave birth to you while you were crying, while everyone around you was smiling and laughing. So make sure that the day you die is the day when you would laugh while they were crying. So he was someone, the day he was born, it was peace for him. And this is the barakah of having sincere dua. His father made sincere dua. His father was someone who really was truthful with his dua. And Allah Azza wa Jalla rewarded him in such a sense. And I'll stop here for a second before I move on. Yani, even if I go back a little bit. One of the Salaf, he said to his son, Wallahi, I increase from my prayers in hope that Allah will protect you. When you are mindful of Allah, when you guard the commands of Allah, when you protect the commands of Allah, He'll protect you. He'll protect your health. He'll protect your wealth. He'll protect your family. So, peace be upon him the day he is born. And the day he will die. And the day when everyone dies is the day when everyone should... Normally, you expect that they'll be scared unless they are deserving for the peace. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ. And peace be upon him the day he is born and the day he dies. The two times when not people need it. وَيَوْمَ يُبَعَثُ حَيَّ. And the day he is resurrected to life again. So we'll stop here. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless us with the Quran, to make it a guide for us to paradise, and to make it a witness for us on a day of resurrection. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.